I remember that night, Saturday, August 30th, 1919. The rainstorm wasn't forecasted. There was every expectation of fine weather, but now, lightning blazed across the sky, cracking thunder in its wake as the assorted livestock pushed towards barns and under trees, seeking shelter from the sudden downpour in the fields that surrounded the historically adorned manor. They say that every brick of the grand house was brought over from across the pond at the time of its making, supposedly to bring the familiarity of home to this new land for those who once resided in it. Still under the ownership of those representing our allies, Sir Whittaker brought his wife and daughter to live on my side of the Atlantic when the scent of war was growing too potent for his liking.